This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Right now, let's go to the fan hotline and welcome in a guy who I had on Saturday morning on Infinity Sports Network. And Lima took such umbrage with one of the quotes that this man had. I said, well, you know what? Let's have him on Wednesday. And so we have Tyler Dunn who joins us right now. He is from Go Long on Substack, substack.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Ty Dunn. Tyler, hello.
Good morning. I like it. Your co-host. Can't stand me so much. Bring him on. Let's beat him down.
I'm sure he likes you personally, but I want to play this.
I follow you on social media. Yeah. We've corresponded before.
I want to see. He likes you. He just hates your argument.
Yes, I like it.
I want to play what you said. I know you can say it again, but I want to play what you said on Saturday morning with me on Infinity Sports Network. Hit it.
I mean, for so long in Green Bay, you could see it from the press box. Oh, this is going to be a touchdown because he's going to make that guy miss. He's going to know where you're vulnerable on the back end. He's going to get outside the pocket, and he's going to create. He's going to improvise. He's going to make a play with Jordy Nelson, Devontae Adams. He can't make that play anymore. He's got to be a pocket, timing-based, quick-game passer, and I just don't see that being effective, especially in the division. I mean, give me the Cleveland Browns plan at quarterback over Pittsburgh at this point because at least there's a little forward thinking.
I did that thing, Tone, where I started reacting and went, shut up so we can use this later. So I had to, like, calm myself down so they could clip it. Go ahead. So, Ty, you'd still rather have the Browns QB situation than the Steelers?
100% every day of the week. Oh. No hesitation whatsoever.
Well, Ty, what is the plan? Because they brought in four quarterbacks. They drafted two. And then, you know, obviously traded for Kenny Pickett. They used an asset there. Is it... Are you just saying the darts at the dartboard is going to be a better plan by definition than somebody who's coming off, you know, the big injury and is over 40?
I'm saying don't force yourself into a marriage if you don't love, you know, who you're going on all these dates with. That's what the Steelers are doing. Like, you don't have to force the issue this offseason if you're a quarterback needy team. I mean, this wasn't the year to do it. They weren't in position in the draft to do it. Pittsburgh, I guess they went through different options in veteran free agency, and there's never much out there when you get to March. There just isn't any forward thinking out of Pittsburgh. And I love Mike Tomlin, man. I love everything he's built in Pittsburgh. It's a different world there. There's a different toughness. There's a reason that they never have a losing season. I mean, they can win – 8 games with Devlin the Duck Hodges. I don't know any other coach that could do that. He maximizes every ounce of potential, 1 through 53, unlike any coach in the league. But I think it pays for maybe a GM to be in charge or at least have some type of a 2-year plan, let alone a 5-year plan. You can't always try to be obsessed with the present, the now. And we haven't seen Aaron Rodgers play good quarterback in a very, very long time. I mean, even that last year in Green Bay, it was pathetic at the end. He didn't want to be there. It was not Aaron Rodgers as we've come to know him. So, I don't know, to try to convince yourself that he can squeeze out this playoff run, this Super Bowl run, this make you a contender, I just don't see it out of Pittsburgh. So at least with Cleveland, you know, I think that's what you're asking. Okay, well, what in the hell do we see with the Cleveland Browns? I mean, it seems like there's finally a light at the end of the tunnel with this Deshaun Watson stuff where, yeah, you got to pay him a lot of money, but you can at least envision a world where somebody else is your quarterback. So I think that's a great place to start, right? There's a little hope there. And look, I love Travis Hunter. I probably would have taken Travis Hunter. This dude could be special. But you've got a ton of picks, and the draft class, in theory, should be better next year at the quarterback position, if you believe the scouts you talk to. And you know, there's no guarantee you'll get that guy in the draft next year, but you position yourself to maybe get that guy next year. And hey, if one of these four work out, great. You know, I don't know what the odds are, but even if it's 25%, give me that 25% chance on one of these four panning out and taking another stab at the position next year.
Ty Dunn with us on the hotline. All right, let's look at the Browns quarterbacks right now. Do you have any kind of gauge, or based on what you're hearing or what you've seen from these guys as prospects or last few years in the NFL, that you would rank their chances of actually being decent this year for the Browns?
Good question, man. I've been talking to some people in and around the organization to try to get a feel. I think what everybody is thinking is it's accurate. Like Flacco and Pickett are kind of in one bucket, right? You've got a couple veterans. One, you know what you have in Joe Flacco. He was just your quarterback not too long ago. I think in a dream world, right, Kenny Pickett is Sam Darnold and Geno Smith and rejuvenates his career with Kevin Stefanski. Who knows if that's possible, but you give yourself the chance there. And then you've got the two young quarterbacks in Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders. I would just be throwing darts at the board. I think they're going to let this thing play out. But I do kind of like Shedeur the more I hear about him. It sounds like he's been handling himself right way, at least there in the facility. And they like the fact that he's just putting his head down and working. And what a fascinating prospect where he was never going to be this top five quarterback like he was made out to be by the Mel Kuypers of the world. And the draft industrial complex is just disgusting. And the whole Shedeur stuff, I wish that just made mock drafts go away forever. I just hate mock drafts. They're just it's the ultimate grift in sports. But alas, they'll be back next year. But anyways, he was never going to be that. He probably should have been like a second rounder. You get him in the fifth if he's motivated. There's some really smart quarterback people that I've talked to who love the guy. They think he's unbelievably accurate, that he had nothing to work with on the offensive line at Colorado, no defense, and the fact that he put up those numbers was impressive. I don't know. I think by the end of the season, he's the quarterback. I don't know when he gets that opportunity, but that would be my best bet.
Ty Dunn joining us. Tyler Dunn. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn from Substack. GoLong.com. What would you do? What would you have done with Myles Garrett?
I think like everybody, I was expecting a trade. It got nasty. Sure filled up your radio airwaves for a while. But I think they did the right thing, right? If you've got a Hall of Fame talent, it behooves you to try to keep that Hall of Fame talent. And, okay, does he go the way of J.J. Watt? And do injuries kind of zap him at 31, 32, 33? And you're like, darn it, why did we give him all this money? Or is he a Julius Peppers where, my God, he played forever. His game aged like wine. I mean, hell, I covered him when he was in Green Bay in 2014. He changed that defense, and he kept going and going and going. I think that Myles Garrett seems like somebody who knows his body. It isn't going to be this human wrecking ball in the interior like a J.J. Watt, and is able to stay at his peak performance for a while. So to me, it's money well spent, because you can still try to figure out the most important position this year, into next year, even the year after that. And I think you still have Myles Garrett in his prime, because Cleveland lived the alternative, right? Like, my God, I'm thinking back to the Deshaun Kizer, Cody Kessler, Kevin Hogan Browns, where it was, you know, they're trying to lose games actively, and there was just no talent whatsoever. I mean, if you embrace the suck to that degree, you're just going to poison your building beyond belief, and it's going to be almost impossible to dig yourself out of that. You got to have a floor level of talent, and Myles Garrett is well beyond the floor. So I don't. They were just the number one defense 2 years ago. If you can somehow snap back into that, you get competent quarterback play, you run the ball, you can be a competitive team this year. I'm not, you know, proclaiming them as a Super Bowl contender by any means, but I think the Browns are going to be a lot better than people think this season.
Ty Dunn, obviously the last few days there's been a ton of discussion, not just in Cleveland, but nationally about another potential domestic violence case in the NFL. It happens to be the Browns' second-round draft pick and Quinshon Judkins. What do you make of this situation, and what do you make of the Browns' running back situation overall?
Oh, my goodness. You know, when I heard that, I immediately thought back to, was it Matt Araiza here in Western New York, the Bills punter, and I mean the discourse just went out of control. I mean it was something else. And they moved on from him, and more facts come out and you learn that there's a little bit more to the story. So I'm just gonna bite my tongue. I mean I don't really know the details with Junkins and you know everything that goes into that. Let's let this thing play out. It doesn't sound good whatsoever. So I think the Browns should be concerned. And that if you're going to talk football, which always seems trivial when these things prop up, it's a problem because right offensively, what they've been selling is, all right, let's get back to ball control, keeping our defense out of rough situations, and try to just create some big plays in the passing game. Kevin Stefanski is really good at that, so it's an old school approach. But if you don't have your second round pick, somebody that you figured would be a big part of that. Then that throws a wrench into things before you even have one practice of training camp.
How good is Kevin Stefanski?
I think he's a top five coach in the league. And obviously he's a two-time coach of the year for what that's worth. We've seen coaches that used to get fired before. I get it. But I think that what he's been able to get out of that roster, that quarterback position through the worst trade in NFL history. If not, it's right up there. It's unbelievably impressive. And at some point, maybe he gets his guy. At some point, he gets his quarterback, and we really see this thing executed at maximum velocity. But I think there's enough there to think, okay, you can win with this head coach. Game in and game out. I mean, you guys are watching this team at the micro level a lot closer than me. So I'm sure you could probably point to some specific examples and be like, oh yeah, what the hell is Tyler talking about? You know, Kevin Stefanski did this. I don't know. I'm thinking macro. There's a lot of teams led by a lot of coaches kind of stuck in the Stone Age or you know, they offensively, it is just there's no hope. I think there's legit hope there because you've seen production out of bad quarterbacks, and it's just a matter of finding that guy. And I think the fact that they've been competitive with rosters that shouldn't be competitive overall tells you he's a good coach.
Boy, that is such an interesting way that you put that, because here in town, the approval rating has never been lower on Kevin Stefanski following the 3-14 year. And yet we have somebody on who follows the league nationally, does reporting on the league, has eyeballs, and you're saying he's a top five head coach. What do you think could account for, you know, that kind of chasm?
Yeah, I can't speak to the local fervor. Where do you assign blame? Because maybe it is on him and Ken Dorsey and the coaches for not getting the most out of Deshaun Watson. I mean, it's all about Deshaun Watson, right? I mean, they placed that bet. All of the picks, all of the money, this thing had to work out. But I don't think it's as simple as the head coach couldn't make it happen or the play caller couldn't make it happen. You've got the shoulder, you've got the Achilles, and more than anything, you've got the brain is a muscle. I mean, take it from Deshaun Watson's closest confidant, closest coach in his life, Quincy Avery. We talked about this last year. I mean, he's been with him since high school, and even Quincy's like, man, he's got to get his confidence back, and he lost it at some point through the injuries, threw everything off the field, which is another conversation, and he never got that back. So maybe I'm being too soft on Stefanski. I don't put that on him. Like, and I don't know if he was the driving force behind the move to begin with, but you know, to me, it's just it was such a disaster in every conceivable way that I'm probably giving the head coach a little bit more of a pass than the fans there when it comes to the lack of getting anything out of Deshaun Watson and a historic guaranteed contract and losing all those picks. I don't know. And you know what? Like, I love Baker Mayfield, And I'm sure there's a lot of fans that wish, man, why didn't we just keep this guy? We drafted him. We had him in-house. I'll just say this, and this is coming from somebody who's been pro Baker. He's the All-American quarterback that we love. I think there was a time there where, and this is coming from somebody kind of close to Baker, where the Browns just couldn't get in touch with him, right? Like, Baker wasn't talking to the Browns. And maybe that's on the Browns. You piss off your quarterback to that extreme. That could be on you, right? He's out there with the torn shoulder, busting through it. But they couldn't get in touch with Baker Mayfield for several weeks, maybe months. And so the Browns kind of had to pivot and do something. Obviously, the decision they made was the wrong one. But I think it's a little more complicated than we think on the outside.
All right, Tyler Dunn. That was a nice a creamy nougat, if you will.
I did like that.
At Ty Dunn, D-U-N-N-E on Twitter. Follow him on golong.com, Twitter as Substack Live. He's one of the best. Ty Dunn.
Always has great one-on-ones, too. He does a great job. And you always seem to get details that I don't see elsewhere, even if it's someone who's been widely reported on.
He had one with Wyatt Teller. You were great. Mm-hmm. And he wrote the book on tight ends, literally. So you got that going for you, Ty. Ty, thank you for the time.
Hey, thank you, fellas. And you know what? I wish I had golong.com. We're at golongtd.com if people want to buy
it. Golong TD. Damn it. I'm sorry. I messed it up.
I should have mentioned it when we were talking last time. But yes, I'll have a lot of Brown stuff next week. I'm actually working at a story on Grant Delpit and kind of how they get to this place of being competitive and kicking butt again. So thanks a lot.
Tyler, thank you for the time, my friend.
You got it.
Tyler Dunn. Golongtd.com. I left out the TD. Sorry about that. Says Kevin Stefanski's good.
Top five.
Couldn't get a hold of Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
Top five coach. 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 Hit it.
Sorry. I think he's a top five coach in the league. And what he's been able to get out of that roster, that quarterback position, through the worst trade in NFL history. If not, it's right up there. Unbelievably impressive. And at some point, maybe he gets his guy. At some point, he gets his quarterback, and we really see this thing executed at maximum velocity. But I think there's enough there to think, okay, you can win with this head coach.
Listen, I like the guy. Is the national media trolling the fans? Is it a troll job? Do they all get together? Like, the Hall of Fame game is coming up in just over 2 weeks. 15 days of the Hall of Fame game, Tone. Are they all going to get together and go, let's troll him even further? He's number 10 on Pro Football Focus. He's 13th. It's like, okay, I could do it. Tyler is saying, Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com on Substack. Cover the Packers. Cover the Bills. National guy. Writes the books. Top five. Kevin's top five. I like the guy. I'm going, top five?
Yeah, obviously, we don't think he's top five.
Holy potatoes.
Me and you, I can't speak for you. Do you think he's top five?
Can I go down that CBS list? Can I just see if I can make an argument for a second?
Go ahead.
I don't think I can. I'd love to. I don't think.
Now, I thought he was.
This is crazy.
I thought it was appropriate on, what was it, CBS?
Was it? I don't know. At which one?
That had him at number 13?
Yeah, 13, CBS. Yeah. It was right above, but he was the first one outside of the cream of the crop, I think it was, is what the...
The only one I disagreed with on that ranking is I would have D'Amico Ryans ahead of him just because D'Amico's been to the playoffs twice and has beaten him head-to-head.
They had Kevin ahead of Dan Quinn, who was in the NFC Championship game and in a Super Bowl at one point.
Right.
And D'Amico Ryans, who has been in the playoffs the last 2 years and beat the Browns.
But so what they're saying is what both Ty Dunn and what I'm guessing they are thinking with that CBS ranking is that Stefanski has been held back by either ownership or the general manager.
Would you
agree with that assessment?
Oh, yeah, I think that's what... If you're making an argument for Kevin Stefanski, that's what you're saying.
216-474-0092 has...
Kevin been held back.
Has Kevin Stefanski been held back by Jimmy Haslam, D. Haslam, ownership, and Andrew Berry, and Paul DePodesta?
So I want to give you the CBS top five.
I'll even let you power rank those.
Number one. Oh, you can power rank them too. It's a twofer.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
It's a two for Wednesday.
I want to hear from fans on it. Seriously, I know it sounds like we're kind of joking. I was just taken aback. I was surprised to hear top five.
Top five.
But
is...
But how many times have we told our audience this, Kenny? Anybody that listens to us, even if you rarely tune in and you just happen to catch us on a day, what are we always saying? That the NFL believes in your coach more than you do.
Yes.
And we said it about Andrew Berry, too, to some extent. But I think it's more Stefanski.
We used to say that about Andrew, and I think the horse is kind of out of the barn now on that one. All right, CBS's top five. You ready? Number one is Andy Reid. Here they come, Tone. Number one is Andy Reid. Number two, Sean McVay. Number three, John Harbaugh. Number four, Nick Sirianni's number four to CBS. That's interesting, too.
He's in the process of earning it, right?
Number five, Man Campbell.
I'd have Kyle Shanahan in there, but those guys have won more recently now. Shanahan had a bad year.
I got, was Man Campbell in an NFC championship game recently, last 2 years?
Hasn't he?
Campbell, playoff success, Sirianni Super Bowl, Harbaugh Super Bowl, McVay Super Bowl, Andy Reid multiple Super Bowls. He said he's top five. I think Tyler needed to go look at the list before he said top five. Sirianni's an interesting one. Sirianni's a very interesting one. 216-474-0092. Your question is, what's the question again? State the question again. Is Kevin Stefanski being held back?
Yes.
Is he being held back else by in the organization?
Everybody else, yeah.
All right, Eddie and Westlake, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, man. No, there's no way they're holding him back. I mean.
Now, why is that, Eddie?
Because, listen, out of the 5 years or whatever he's been here, preseason, they said at least three of those years, two of them, they said we had a top five roster. The other year, they said we had a top 10. So if you have that, and all you did is went took your team to the playoffs during COVID, and when you had a historically great top five defense, that probably it'll never happen again like that, how they were winning games. Man, come on, man. Like other, you know, outside of that, how can he be top five?
When was the historical defense? Are you talking about the playoffs? The 2 years ago? Okay, but he did have four quarterbacks. I'm not counting the fifth.
But man, that defense, come on, man. That defense was historic. That defense was doing things that, I mean, that defense.
Did they do that to C.J. Stroud?
What's that?
Did they do that to C.J. Stroud? He kind of sliced and diced.
You there, Eddie. He was slicing. He was dicing.
He did. They didn't do that. But what I'm trying to tell you is we went to the playoffs with that.
I know that, but that defense was then summarily, as Lyman likes to use that word, dismantled in the postseason.
Okay, well, then at that point, then you have to rely on Kevin Stefanski. He's supposed to be this quarterback whisperer. So
Did he throw the two picks for Joe Flacco?
It shouldn't matter what the defense does because he's going to put up 40 a game, right? You know what I mean? He's going to dissect 40 points a game.
Did he throw the two pick sixes for Joe Flacco?
Yeah, I know, but that's what Joe Flacco does. I mean, we know that.
Well, he had no other choice but to start Joe Flacco at that time. Everybody else was hurt.
It's always no other choice, but it's funny how Mike Tomlin keep on winning with all these bum quarterbacks. It's always an excuse. Like
Kevin Stefanski's won more playoff games with all these bum quarterbacks technically than what Mike Tomlin is. Or if you want to say he's in the basement, then he's won just as many playoff games with these bum quarterbacks.
No, he hasn't won just as many games. This dude ain't never had a losing season. He never went 3-14.
But how many? Well, you just talked. Wait a minute. You just gave me the playoffs as an argument. Now you don't want to give me the playoffs as an argument, Eddie?
Not only did Kevin Stefanski go 3-14, but preseason we were supposed to have a top seven roster.
You're picking and choosing, man. I'll hear you out, but I mean, you can't say the playoffs and then not say the playoffs here. I mean, that's Slippery Wizard 101, is it not, Tone?
I like that.
Thank you very much.
That was a good effort.
Preston in North Royalton, you're next up on the Fan. Home of the Bears. Hello.
That's right. Go Bears. Morning, fellas.
Morning.
Listen, I think he is being held back by ownership and Barry and all that. I think he's a good coach. My problem with Stefanski is you can be held back, but you got to stand up for yourself. I mean, he just rolls over. He's kind of the punching bag for the whole organization.
Ooh.
And that's not good enough. I mean, I look at some of these coaches. I mean, look at these psychopath coaches. And they just lay in bed all night thinking about how am I going to win a Super Bowl and whose throat do I got to step on to get it. And when I look at Stefanski, I don't know if he does that. He seems like a nice guy. You know, he's got the family. He's got the wife and kids. He seems like a good dude. And I don't know if good dudes really get, you know, I don't really know if they get the job done in the NFL.
Well, would you say John Harbaugh and Dan Campbell are good dudes?
I look at those guys. Honestly, I don't know. I guess I shouldn't say good dude. I don't know. I don't know if they're good dudes or not. Dan Campbell, maniac. He appears to be a complete maniac.
But I'll tell you but you are onto something, Preston, because, you know, Brad Holmes, and then you have you got John in that front office. Like these are very Cro-Magnon men here. And if we're talking about thought partners here, like there's no way the Lions don't use any sort of analytics. And anybody who tells you that's ridiculous, you wouldn't say that, Preston. But damn it, like they have a real attitude over there. We ain't going to take no bleep from anyone. And then you have ours where, yeah, we take a little bit of bleep from people. I think you got a point there, Preston.
I agree. In my opinion, it's the whole problem with everything. I mean, I hate to harp on this, but the whole Watson thing, even all that, and like no one really knows what Dee Podesta is doing. That whole situation, and people put that on ownership and Andrew Berry and Dee Podesta and all that. And I agree. But at the end of the day, Kevin Stefanski has the keys to the car. You know, how many times does he sit in the press conference? Well, Deshaun Watson gives us the best chance to win. Like, no, he doesn't. You don't believe that.
Well, I do think. Hey, Preston, I got to let you go because I got to fit another point in here. Go ahead. Were you going to say something, Owen? Were you going to bring something up?
He brought up, you know, Stefanski has a wife and the kids, and he's a psychopath. Dan Campbell has a wife and two kids. And he still finds some way to be a football maniac.
All these guys on this top five list have, well, no, Sean McVay. Does Sean McVay, he just got married. I don't think he has a kids yet.
I don't think so. But
4 out of 5 guys have a wife and kids. I'm not saying anything about number one. Don't even start. I ain't joking about that. 216-474-0092. All right, so we got Matt Underwood coming up at 922. Stay there. Is Kevin Stefanski being held back by everybody else in the organization? Ask the people the question, Tone. Ask them again. What a great question.
Is Kevin Stefanski, who apparently is a top five coach, according to Ty Dunn, joined us earlier in the hour. Is he being held back? Is Stefanski being held back by either ownership, front office, you name it? What say you, Kenny?
Kevin Stefanski is not a top five coach, but Kevin Stefanski is being held back. There you go. He's not a top five coach. JCap 44, Stefanski is a top five coach. Sorry, boys, but you'll eventually get on board. Kevin ain't a top five coach, guys. If you go by, just look at the names that are in the top five and try to tell me Kevin wouldn't even call himself a top five coach with these names. I mean, let's be serious here. But I believe he's being held back. That coaching staff move last year, they just signed up to let Bill Callahan walk, signed up to change out the running back coach, signed up to change out the offensive coordinator to Ken Dorsey. Ken Dorsey signed up to do that. Signed up, wanted to do that. Okay. So yeah, he's being held back. He just ain't. He's not a top five coach. I don't know where I'd put him. I was going to do my QB tiers for tomorrow. Give us something to really sink our teeth into. The four tiers of this isn't a Nick Wilson tiers where he has like 18 different tiers of quarterbacks. I'm probably going to keep it to around four, I think. I might just end up having to rank the coaches 1 through 30.
I think you have to.
Do I not, Owen?
Yes, because that's much more clear than quarterbacks, because we know who all the head coaches are. There's a lot of starting quarterbacks still left to be seen.
Well, the Saints, anyway, you got Tyler Shuck.
They don't even, yeah.
Shuck, whatever. You got Tyler Shuck, and then, yeah. I'm not, for tomorrow, I'm going to rank the coaches. I'll tell you where I put Big Kev. But yeah, of course he's being held back. I don't think, do you disagree with me?
Well, he's definitely being held back at the most important position of sports. I mean, look at what he's going into the season with. He's going with Joe Flacco, who was not good last year. Obviously, you know, anytime you take a third round quarterback who people are saying got overdrafted, and then you take somebody in the fifth round, that's normally guys that are lucky to make a football team, fifth round quarterback draft picks. And then Kenny Pickett, who, while he does have a decent record in his starts, as we keep getting...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Minded of? He has not been very good either in the NFL. So
you guys both disagreed on, you know, whether the quarterback situation here was better than Pittsburgh's, right? But just, I think, around the league, where, you know, how many situations is this better than? Like, it's better than the Saints right now, right? Because they don't even know. I would have to go through and look at all of them. I can't imagine that there's more than five teams that they are, that the Browns are in a better quarterback situation than right now.
I have people disagreeing with me, by the way. Greg on Twitter, I'm sorry, on Twitter
Giants, actions, maybe?
Brought to you by Scheib and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Greg says, how many of your top five coaches could win with this QB situation he has had? He is a top five coach. Win to what level? Like, Andy Reid's won Super Bowls. He has the greatest quarterback of the generation, but I still say you look at the weapons around him. I think they're doing a lot right now, and they're going to be scary once they're really able to replenish.
I would say this, like, this
I'm going by the NBA or by the CBS ones. Go ahead.
This is what Mike Tomlin to me has proven, and to some extent what Kyle Shanahan has proven. They have not needed superstar quarterbacks to be competitive. You know, obviously, yes, Tomlin needed Big Ben to try to vie for Super Bowls, but Big Ben was obviously very diminished towards the end, and then it was Duck Hodges, it was Mason Rudolph, and, you know, the list goes on, and yet they get 500 every year. That, to me, is the markings of a really good head coach. Kyle Shanahan has been at the biggest stages of football, but with what quarterbacks? Like, so that to me is why Kyle Shanahan is, I'll always put him atop my list as one of the best coaches in the league. So Stefanski has been able to win Coach of the Year twice. Now, Baker's tough to, Baker's had highs and lows, obviously. You know, he's a tough one to, like, right now, I feel comfortable saying he's around a top 10 quarterback. And he was when they went to the playoffs. He also, when he was banged up, he was terrible. And then when he went to Carolina and was healthy, he was terrible. He's one of the worst quarterbacks in the league and was almost out of the league. So Baker's a tough one. I don't know how to consider him over the course of his career. But everybody else that he's had, I mean, I thought him getting to the playoffs with Joe Flacco off the couch was a definite sign that you have a really good coach.
I think he's a good coach. He's not top five. You can't put him top five right now. How?
Yeah, I would not.
I'm not. If the Browns had, Shanahan's number seven. If Man Campbell, Nick Sirianni, John Harbaugh, Sean McVay, Andy Reid had a four QB race going in, I don't think any of them would be playoff teams. I don't think any of them would be playoff teams. I don't know if the Browns are going to be the playoff team. I don't think the Browns are going to be a playoff team, I should say. So how many, if you get to a certain threshold of wins, it's not about making the playoffs and getting to keep your job. If you make a certain threshold of wins, I'm going to go, boy, he's really a damn good coach. He should have not messed with what he was doing going into the 2024 season, which ended up being a lost season at the end. So there's a lot of things that Kevin has done very, very well. But there is the conversation of being held back. And I think a lot of people have been frustrated where I think more people want to say he's better than what they give him credit for. And they wish he would get in the way of some of this stuff that happens and use whatever power he may have over this instead of the Ken Dorsey stuff and all the other crap that we've talked about here over the last couple of years. Mike and Shaker Heights, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, so this question is just like, how is he being held back from making second half adjustments when he's getting exploited, or teams are just pounding the ball down his throat, or the QB is shredding him up. We never see him on the sideline.
Well, now hold on. Hold on. I just got a call. I remember we just got a call in the last segment that said he had one of the best defenses in the NFL. And you're talking about defensive adjustments.
We know. We never thought that about our defense. I mean, let's be for real. We've never thought, even when our defense, but the Texans shredded us up. And that year, that playoff year, a QB was able to still get what they want. Remember when San Diego or when L.A. Chargers hung up like 40 on us? It's like, so QBs, that was just like, those were fake numbers that year that our defense was so-called great and elite, because the Texans showed what the Texans did happen time and time again that year. Whenever we saw like a good pocket QB, they shredded our defense. That's the weakness. A pocket QB that knows how to read defenses will pick Schwartz's defense apart. That's a key weakness.
Seems like you're talking
defense.
More but about the more defensive coordinator Schwartz, than though, the head Mike. Coach.
No, well, I'm just bringing up the point to go back against to what that caller called in and said, because you mentioned that the okay. caller said we had a great defense.
So
I'm like, no, we never had a great defense. But back to Stefanski, I mean, last year he was on the podcast and said, my goal is to pass the ball 30 times a game. I love passing. And it's like a real coach doesn't say that. He will do whatever it takes to win the game. He is like,
he said that. What was the podcast?
It was like a no-name podcast. I heard it not. And okay. I almost threw up in my mouth, man.
But
let me make this last point. Barry and Stefanski, they're more concerned with being right instead of getting it right. They will force they do not adjust to the players on the team to elevate them and do what takes. Stefanski wants his system to work instead of just doing what it takes to win the game. He's determined to prove that he knows what he's doing instead of just adjusting. You know, Deshaun Watson, for whatever, like, yes, it was a failure. But you're not going to tell me he just doesn't. What does he do well? Did we ever see what he could do well? He never tried to make a pass over 15 yards. And whose fault is that? Is that his fault or Stefanski for not dialing it up?
Well, it probably has something to do with a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B when it comes to shared responsibility on that. I mean, but I'll tell you what, Mike, thank you very much for the call. I can't deny what I said a couple of years ago, where we used to bicker about, and this was 3 years ago now, because we're going on 3 years before before all the stuff. It was where I made the argument that when people would complain about Nick Chubb and his usage, even though he had a high usage, I had said if Vince Lombardi came down from heaven and guaranteed you were going to win if Nick Chubb carried the ball 30 times in a football game, I was convinced, and you didn't disagree with me at the time, I was convinced he'd look right back at Vince and go, can you guarantee me we won't? Because they're going to win their way. They're going to win their way. And remember, that's always been the argument for the entire, not just Kevin, but the entire front office. Remember that when you and I were pulling our hair out? That goes back to what, 2021, where, guys, the process is good. The process this, the process that. Where I'm a big process guy, but if you don't get the results, you have to answer for them. Because if you're not getting results, there has to be something that's a matter with your process. There has to be something that's a matter with what you've done. You're not in program build mode. You're in win mode. If you're a college football team or a high school football team, I'll buy process and say, well, if your process is good, you'll eventually get results. I'll even buy if your team has totally retooled and at the very beginning of it. But if you're in a win-now mode with the type of players that he's had, I can't buy that. I mean, I do have people making sincere arguments with me right now on the internet saying that he's a top five guy. What would any of these guys do, or what would Kevin do with their quarterbacks? He'd probably be at a very high level. But when you come off of 3-14 and you allow these type of things that have happened here over the last couple of years, I'm sorry, I can't put you in that stead. I mean, these guys, with the exception, I'd say, of Sirianni, these guys are known for not just their prowess on the sidelines, but the power they wield over their organizations as well, and because they've been successful over it. Dan Campbell, the fingerprints are all over the thing. Sirianni, I would put him out of there. John Harbaugh, Sean McVay, Andy Reid, it goes without saying. This is just a CBS list. I haven't done mine yet. Just going by that list. These guys are as intricately evolved as you possibly can. I would think Kevin is. I would hope Kevin is. But every single time we have this argument, we're over here going, well, there's this and that, and there's a bunch of excuses that are made. We give them a bunch of outs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.